Top of the fourth inning, Zane Zielinski will lead off. So he grounded out to the pitcher, first time up. Rafters lead 1-0. They've out hit Green Bay 2-0. As Whitcamp serves in, he's at one strikeout, but hasn't allowed any hits and any runs yet. So Mitchell Whitcamp on his first start, and a good start for him so far. 1-0 outside and away. So two ball count. Rafters have committed an error in the field from Bobo, which allowed Matthews to get on base in the top of the third. And a swing and a line drive that pulls in between first and second. Bounces towards Gallison, and a base hit for Zielinski. So Zielinski will take first and the first hit of the game for the Rockers. Carlos Hernandez, who grounded out to third. Zielinski will stand there now, and Carlos Hernandez, 0-for-1, batting a 328. Hernandez hits a hard line drive that stays fair on the third baseline, goes over the head of Bobo. On his way to third is Zielinski, and cleat first dive in the second is Hernandez, and here come the Rockers, two runners in scoring position, nobody down. Back-to-back hits, and just like that, they're knocking on the door. So this brings up JoJo Jackson, who flew out to left. Hernandez at second, Zielinski at third. Two runners now, both in scoring position, as Whitcamp sets up and serves. And it goes high in a fastball, 1-0. 1-0 count. Jackson batting at 325, 39 hits for him in total, 24 RBIs. He's got two home runs as well. So out of Georgia State from Atlanta, Georgia. He'll check swing the 1-0, but it comes up in a way. 2-0. 2-0 count. Runners on first, second, and third. A 2-0 count. Whitcamp will look in and fire, and a swing and a towering ball that drifts out of play, but in the left field territory as Bobo reaches out, makes the catch. So that's what you need for to get one out. Jackson pops out, and Jason Jones, who lined out to the third baseman, and Bobo. So Bobo has been busy. He committed an error. He got a line out and also was responsible for a ground out and a pop out. So a lot of balls have been going towards Bobo at third. So runners on second and third, Jason Jones at Arkansas. Lined out to third, first time up. And the first offering bounces into the glove of Duffy. 1-0. So one gone, a one ball count. Jason Jones, 15 RBIs, looking for number 16. Green Bay knocking on the door here in the top of the fourth. The 1-0. Up high, 2-0. 2-0 count. With one down. Whitcamp has given up two hits here in the top of the fourth. 2-0 count. Whitcamp will set and fire as fouled on the inside ankle of Jones. He's hobbling away. And that looked like it hurt. 2-1. So Jones taking his time. 2-1 count. Hernandez at second. Zielinski at third. Two balls, a strike. Each team with two hits now. Green Bay right on the verge of tying this game up. They're 90 feet away. Raptors and Rockers wearing their same uniforms as they did in game one. Raptors in the white tops, Green Bay in their blue tops. 2-1 count. Woodcamp will step, set, and fire on a curveball that slices just down the play on the right field side. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Each team with two hits. Jason Jones, 25 hits in total. He's got three home runs. So the third baseman right now sees a 2-2 count. Top of the fourth inning. The kick high, look to 2-2. And a curveball, and Jones misses late. He swung very late. And, well, Mitchell Whitcamp gets another strikeout. It's his second of today. Now two down. So Jack Holman, who flew out to center first time up. There was no outs, was with runners at second and third. And now the Raptors have two gone. Whitcamp doing well in his first start. The important thing for him is he hasn't allowed any runs. The two hits, but a ball comes in on the inside. Fastball at 87, 1-0. So a one ball count. Raptors lead 1-0, bottom second. They were able to get a run from Bobo. And a one run RBI single from Hanson. And the 1-0 pushes inside out of the zone on the right edge, 2-0. So the left-hander, Jack Holman, 2-0 count. Two down. 2-0 count. Runners at second and third. Whitcamp will set in fire. And that just peppers the zone. Inside on the left edge, 2-1. 2-1 count. Two away. So it would be impressive if the Raptors can get out of the jam. They've done that a couple times in the first game. There were bases just like this at second and third with no out. So once again, can they do it? 2-1, out and away for the third ball. Three balls, a strike. Hernandez at second, Zielinski at third. It was a base hit from Zielinski and a double for Hernandez. The 3-1 and a check swing inside. Did he find the zone? Did not. So Holman sees ball four. He'll take first. Base is loaded now. And A.J. Anzai, who flew out to center on his first time at the plate at a Chapman University from Tribuco Canyon, California. Bats at 325. So DHing with 13 hits and 6 RBIs. Did not appear in the first game. So the left-hander Anzai on Whitcamp. Bases loaded as Holman at first, Hernandez at second, and Zane Zielinski at third. Whitcamp will look in. First offering up and high. 1-0. So Whitcamp nearing his 48th pitch. He's allowed two hits, a walk, and two strikeouts. And a 1-0 count. Two gone. Runners at first, second, and third. The 1-0. And that finds the zone. 1-1. So Mitchell Whitcamp once more looking for his third strikeout or just to get out of this inning. One-one count. The 1-1 Anzai up and high. So Whitcamp started his third game of the College World Series back on June the 6th versus Wisconsin Stevens Point. He won his first career start versus Elizabethtown. Started in toss, four scoreless innings in a winner-take-all Granville Regional Final. So 2-1 count. Out and away for a ball, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Two down. Whitcamp looks, sets the 3-1. And that finds the right side of the zone. So That comes in for a strike. 3-2. The count is full. Bases loaded. Two down, top of the fourth. Green Bay knocking on the door. And Whitcamp will set, serve the 3-2. Swing! And a ball dropped in as he foul tipped it. That nearly looked like that did not hit the bat, but it just comes on the bottom edge. So Anze staying alive. That was a curveball that time. So Whitcamp will set in once more. Has the ball in his right hand, stands on the first base side of the slab. As he'll look the 3-2, and a swing and a ball belted in the right field. Coming home is one. Zielinski will get home. Hernandez on his way from second. He'll score, and Green Bay takes a 2-1 lead this time. A two-run RBI single from A.J. Anzai on a full count. So Green Bay in front, first time here this series. So Mateo Matthews got on base off of an error from Bobo. So Anzai at first, Jack Holman at third. Two down. And looking in and serving is Whitcamp. And it comes in for a ball, 1-0. So a base hit into right field and gives A.J. Anzai a boost of momentum, which lifts Green Bay in the lead here, top four. The 1-0 and a swing and a foul back, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two down. A 1-1 count. Whitcamp looks over at first. Green Bay leads on hits now with three. And the 1-1 to Matthews. And a wild pitch that goes behind Duffy. Getting home is Holman. And Green Bay up 3-1 here at top of the fourth. So Whitcamp had the bases loaded. It was three balls and two strikes. But it was a two-run RBI single from Anzai. He now stands at second. Puts himself in scoring position. Two gone. Top of the fourth. 2-1 count. Whitcamp will look. And the 2-1 popped away left side. Out of play. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, and two down. Rafters find themselves down 3-1. The count runs at 2-2. Deuces run across the board. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2. And a curveball up and high of the zone. 3-2. So once more, the bases are juiced. Once more, the count runs full, excuse me. At second, stands Anzai. The Whitcamp, the 3-2, and a swing and a ground ball that goes away from the bag. And catching it in time is Broussard. Runs over, tags first. But the Rafters give up three runs as we head to the bottom of the fourth. They lead 3-1 here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and
sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fourth inning, the Raptors give up three runs. They trail now 3-1. But a new pitcher on the mound for the Green Bay Rockers, Tucker Ispell, out of Hendricks College, heading into his sophomore season from Arlington, Texas. So he hasn't pitched yet for the Rockers, making his debut here on the mound. So the right-hander warming up. And the Raptors, well, they find themselves down a couple runs, first time this series. Chris Conniff will lead off. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. So Chris Conniff, he'll step in now. 0-for-1, got an RBI single last game, which sent Gallison home. Out of Wagner College, 29 hits in total and 18 RBIs, as a slow-moving breaking ball and a miss down low on 1. 0-1 count. The Raptors have been out hit 3-2. They're going to need a response here, bottom four. The 0-1, and a swing and a ground ball that just pulls away from Zielinski, and a base hit for Conniff in the right field. As his teammate Mateo Matthews is down there. So the Wagner College teammates. So each team with three hits now. Conniff with a leadoff single. And Jorge Degatti struck out swinging. First time at the plate. Leads the team in batting average with a .316. Conniff at first. Each team with three hits. Raptors have been outplayed, though, and specifically, you look at the top of the fourth, and it was that one big hit from A.J. Anzai. If that didn't happen, you know, the Raptors would be leading 1-0, but they're not. The 1-0 and a throw from Hernandez. Matthews looks to tag his collegiate teammate Conniff quickly. So both Wagner guys at first. 2-0 count. Degatti the DH. Ispell will serve in a slow-moving breaking ball that paints the zone in for a strike. 2-1. That was at 77 this time. Each team with three hits. Conniff with a leadoff single. Ispell will serve the 2-1. That comes way outside for a ball. Way up and away on the outside part of the zone on the right edge. 3 balls and a strike. Each team with three hits. Ispell, the 3-1, and a swing, and a ball lifted in the air, a low fly ball, and getting to it before is bouncing is Yule. So a base hit for Degatti. Yule can't get there in time. And a low fly ball for Jorge Degatti. Back-to-back hits. So already the Raptors responding. Luke Hansen, a one-run RBI single on his first time up to send Bobo home. So runners on first and second. Ispell already given up two hits. So Hansen, two RBIs now on the season. Nispel outside for a ball, 1-0. So a 1-0 count. Runners at first and second here, bottom four. The 1-0 from Nispel. Hansen pulls it away near the dugout. Conniff at second, Degani at first. Tucker Nispel will bend down low with the knee. He'll come set. The right-hander with the ball in his glove. Kicks high in the 1-1 and a curveball that just upstairs, out part of the zone, 2-1. So two balls, one strike. Back-to-back hits. After is a nice response here, bottom of the fourth. And the 2-1 up and away. Out for a ball, 3-1. So a 3-1 count. Luke Hansen has a chance to get walked and put the bases juiced with no outs. Three balls a strike. Nispel will set in and fire. Up and high for ball four. Hansen moves to first. He's walked. Degatti to second and Conniff to third. So Rafters, the tying run at second, the leading run in this game at first. So Chris Kreplin jogging out from the dugout and having a word with his pitcher. And so is this entire infield. That's the second time Hansen has reached base today. And this is big for Wisconsin Rapids. They have a chance to, not that they weren't already in the ballgame, but they have a chance to have a good response here. To Tucker Nispel, a tough start for him. And he's had 12 pitches, allowed two hits and a walk. So Alex Duffy batting in the ninth spot, struck out swinging his first time up. Batting a 152. Three RBIs and two runs. And Duffy hits a low fly ball that's pulling into the left field gap, getting to it and dropping before Yule can get to it. He slips, one run scores home, and Conniff rounding third. On his way home is Degatti, and the game is tied. So a two-run RBI single from Alex Duffy, and just like that, the Rafters respond. So Alex Duffy, a big moment for him on his fourth RBI of the season. And so we head to the top of the order, Nolan Sailors, who struck out swinging and popped out to short. Duffy at first, Hansen at second. Looking and serving, and Sailors pulls away on a bunt. Now for a ball. So Nispel has struggled. Looks like a Rockers pitcher is warming up right now, a left-hander. Rafters have out hit the Rockers 5-3 now, the 1-0. And bending low is Sailors. Shows bunt, but sees the ball, 2-0. 2-0 count. Duffy at first, Hansen at second. Leading run in scoring position. And the 2-0, Sailors pulls away once more for the third ball. So three straight balls. Tucker Nispel really has struggled throwing strikes across the plate. So top of the order with Sailors, 3-0, and he'll see ball number four. Four straight balls, and Chris Kreplin gets out now, and looks like Nispel, his day possibly could be done, and I think it is. Sailors walks, and Nispel, not a good outing for him. Kreplin takes the ball, and, well, Nispel's day is done. So a new pitcher coming in, and it looks to be a left-hander for the Rockers. But how about this? Bases loaded. You have Sailors at first, Duffy at second. And at third is Hansen. We'll take a quick break here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment as new pitcher Rafters have the bases loaded. 3-3 ball game here in the bottom of the fourth.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Center Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fourth, and Jake Liberta, he'll step on with the bases loaded, no outs. Rafters on the cusp of adding to their lead, or adding to the runs to eventually take the lead. Jake Liberta has had 15 games appeared in with 24 and a third innings pitched. He's allowed 26 hits, 22 runs, and 10 strikeouts. So a 7.77 ERA. At first, Stan Saylors. At second is Duffy, and at third is Hanson. So Liberta, the left-hander, will serve in on a curveball up and high on Anthony Gallison, who popped out to first and struck out swinging. A 1-0 count. Rats up to five hits now. Infield first and third baseman are shifted in just a little as Matthews and Jones have taken a step in. Liberta up and high on a ball. 2-0. So a 74-mile-per-hour breaking ball that just goes above the left side of the zone. Liberta, 15 games, so he's had quite the experience. He appeared against the Rafters back on May the 31st, where he went 2 1/3 innings, allowed a hit, a walk, and a strikeout. So that's the last time he's appeared against the Rafters. So it's been a while. 2-1 count on Gallison. Liberta sets the 2-1 to Gallison. Bounces low in the dirt for ball three. So a 3-1 count. 3-3 game here, bottom four. A run for the Rafters, bottom of the second. Green Bay responds with three of their own in the top half of this inning. And now, one more ball away from taking the lead. Liberta will step. The 3-1, and Gallison tops it off on the backside, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, no outs. Bases jammed. Three, two count. Liberta will step and serve the 3-2. Gallison hits a high fly ball into left field as Hanson, ready to take off. Yule from center throws an absolute laser over to Hernandez at the plate. Does he get him? It does. What a play there from Kendall Yule into Carlos Hernandez, and Hanson gets out. An 8-2 put out. And Kendall Yule, what about that? Holds the Rafters from not allowing a run. Two two down. What a play. So now Saylor stands at first. At second is Hansen. Two outs. And the set in fire. What a play there from Kendall Ewell. That, you just have to tip your hat to that ball and that play, because whew. So Johnson will stand in now. 1-0 count. Two down. And Liberta fires inside for a ball. 2-0. Kendall, you at a University of Kentucky, able to make that play. So the Kentucky Wildcat. So 2-0 count now here on Johnson. Inside for the ball. So once more, Johnson getting ahead of the count, 3-0. The 3-0 home, way outside, and a passed ball that goes behind Hernandez. Either way, the runners were going to advance, because that was ball four. So Johnson at first, at second is Saylor's, and at third is Alex Duffy. So Brendan Bobo, who's walked first two times at the plate. He's been disciplined. So can he do it once more? This time, can he perhaps get a hit? Got an RBI in the first game. Lined a ball in the right field to bring Jensen home. Bases juiced. And once more, two down. Setting and firing is Liberta. That goes low. In for about 1-0. So Jake Liberta out of Phoenix, Arizona, heading into his senior season. The University of Hawaii at Hilo. Liberta, the left-hander, the 1-0. Up and high, four ball, 2-0. So once more, Bobo getting in front in this count. A 2-0 from Liberta, and once more, that's out and away for a ball, 3-0. So this time, one more walk and one more ball will allow Duffy to walk home from third. 3-0 count. Johnson at first, Saylor's at second, and Duffy at third. The 3-0 home, and that goes low for ball four. So now a run scores. Duffy gets home. And Alex Duffy finds a way to cross home. And whether it comes for a walk for his third run of the season, and the Raptors take a 4-3 lead. They've responded with three runs here in the bottom of the fourth. Garrett Broussard, who's 0-1. That's the third time Bobo's been walked. All three times at the plate, he's seen four balls. So Broussard 0-1 with a walk and a fly out to left. Jake Liberta, the left-hander, prior to today, has faced 121 batters. So there's a throw and a pass ball that goes behind Hernandez, and Saylor's gets home. So now a 5-3 lead, four runs here, bottom of the fourth. And the Raptors lead 5-3 now. Runners advance once more. At second is Bobo. At third is Johnson. What a response. Two down and a 1-0 count. Liberta way outside. Hernandez has to reach out and make that catch, because almost a wild pitch once more. A 2-0 count. Two down. Looking in, stepping and serving the 2-0. And that inside again, so 3-0 count. Jake Liberta has really struggled here on the mound. He's walked two batters. And has acquired no strikeouts yet. The left-hander kicks high in the 3-0. And finally finds a zone. 3-1 count. Two gone. Here, bottom four. Three balls, a strike. A 3-1 from Liberta. And that is goes a fastball low of the zone for ball four. So Broussard will take first, and the base is loaded once more. And Chris Kreplin stepping out of the dugout, and looks like Liberta's day is probably done. So this will be the fourth pitcher in the bullpen for Green Bay, as Isbell went 17 pitches, allowed three hits and four runs. Liberta, 19 pitches, and he's walked three batters. So when you look at it, this is the third pitcher here in this inning. So Green Bay going to the bullpen once more. And the Rafters, four runs, a great response here in the bottom of the fourth. They have a 5-3 lead now. They're down 3-1. As this looks to be a new pitcher in, number 20. Yeah, it is, Bryce Crabb. He'll step in. So Bryce Crabb making an appearance on the mound. And a guy that's appeared in four games, has an 0-2 record, 7 1/3 innings of work. He's allowed 16 hits, 12 runs, and 6 strikeouts. So from the University of Northwestern St. Paul, and a senior from Pleasant Hill, Iowa, he appeared for the Minnesota Mud Puppies back in 2021. 9 games appeared in with a 4-1 record. He had 41 innings pitched for them and 22 strikeouts. So lost on the decision against Lakeshore back July the 5th, and also lost against Wausau on July the 10th. 6 combined strikeouts in those games, but he allowed 12 hits. So the right-hander Crab. So bases loaded once more for Wisconsin Rapids, and on the verge of adding to their lead. So the right-hander, Crab, who was warming up, setting in on his pitches. So Chris Conniff, who struck out swinging and also with a base hit, he's 1-for-2. Broussard at first. At second is Bobo, and at third is Ty Johnson. Runners able to get home this game. Sailors got home in this inning. Conniff got home in this inning. Tagani got home, and also Duffy as well. So Conniff at the plate, and a 1-0 count low. Bryce Crabb on a 76-mile-per-hour breaking ball. A long inning here in the bottom of the fourth, as Hernandez having a word with his pitcher, Crabb. A 5-3 lead. They've also out-hit the Rockers 5-3. A great response for this team. And they need so, because they started 1-4 in the second half. 4 straight wins. 5-4, and looking to make it 5 straight. A 6-4 record here. Very similar to the way they started in the first half. They started 2-5 and then won 6 straight. The 1-0. Away of the zone, 2-0. So two balls away from bringing home another run. 5-3 lead here, bottom four. It's been two outs for a while. The 2-0 from Crabb, and a wild pitch that goes away from Hernandez. Sprinting home is Johnson. Rafters lead 6-3 now. Runners advance. And another wild pitch pays off for Wisconsin Rapids. The bullpen really struggling for Green Bay. Five runs here, bottom of the fourth. So Chris Conniff once more in the count, 3-0. He'll look, step, and serve, and paints the right edge in for a strike. 3-1. So Jorge Degatti will stand on deck. So everybody's gotten home except three players. Hansen hasn't gotten home yet. Broussard and Gallison. As a 3-1 paints the left edge in fourth strike, 3-2. Three, two count, one away. And once more, Crabb, the right-hander, stands on the first base side of the slab. The 3-2 skied away in the air on the left side, out of play. 3-2 count. Bottom of the fourth. Three, two. Crabb shakes it off once more. Raptors have out hit Green Bay 5-3, and they lead 6-3 right now. A great response here. The 3-2 hits Conniff in the right hip. He'll take first. And once again, another base is loaded. So losing control on that pitch is Crabb, and Jorge Degatti struck out swinging and a base hit. The same as Conniff in his first two at-bats. So perhaps he can send another run home.
Let's not say names over PA.
As first pitch comes for Crabb, and a slider that goes low but paints the right edge in for a strike. 0-1. Two gone here, bottom four. Conniff at first. At second is Broussard. And standing at third is Bobo. The 0-1 from Crabb, and a swing and a miss on a curveball this time. Got him reaching on the right edge at 69. 0-2 count. Rockers finally looking to retire the side. One more strike will decide it. Two down. The step high, the 0-2. And a swing and a miss for Degatti. But the Raptors get five runs in the bottom of the fourth. A five-run inning. We head to the top of the fifth. They lead now 6-3. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fifth inning, and Blake Barker will step on the mound for the first time today. So ending his day is Mitchell Whitkamp. Went four innings, 59 pitches. He allowed three hits and three runs. He also had a walk with two strikeouts. So Barker, a guy from Chardon, Ohio, and a Seton Hill University product, heading into his junior season. He's had 12 games appeared in with an 0-1 record and a save. He's worked in four innings pitched 13 hits allowed and 10 runs, but has also acquired 11 strikeouts. So the left-hander, who throws a lot of fastballs, can push the zone. So we saw Christian Fauch, the starting pitcher for the Rockers, you know, throw 95, 96, get up to that 96, 97 range. Barker, he can throw 93, 94, no problem. So he's a left-hander, too. So right now he's in the transfer portal. He's got a lot of guys looking at him, and I mean, rightfully so. He can pepper the zone, can work his fastball on different counts. So Rafters lead 6-3, a five-run inning in the bottom of the fourth. And leading off is Cooper Kelly. Flew out to center on his first time at bat. So it shows the difference of at-bats comparison to the Rafters and the Rockers. The Rockers are just ending their second time through the batting order. The Rafters are almost done with their third time through the batting order. They have two batters left, so Rafters have gotten a lot more at-bats as Barker serves in on a fastball that goes inside. 1-0. So Kelly from Overland Park, Kansas, 25 hits for him. Betting at 238, the 1-0, and a swing and a bouncer that just drifts away on the third baseline, 1-1. So lights have fully turned on here at Witter Field. The sky is gray. This game was originally slotted for 6:35, but was pushed back to 7:05 due to a rain delay. Game ended in the bottom of the seventh in the first one of the doubleheader. But the Rafters were able to take a win. The 1-1, a swing and a ball lifted in the air in the left field. Running after it is Johnson and catches it in stride. One down. And we return to the top of the order. Kendall Yule, who struck out and flew out to right. So batting a .342, he's had 26 hits this season. A Kentucky Wildcat. One down. Rafters lead 6-3. They've out hit Green Bay 5-3. Barker pushes inside and it comes low for a ball. So Barker picked up the save against the Knoxbiters back on July the 2nd when he pitched in the ninth and only allowed one hit. He got the loss on June 18th. Against Lakeshore. And the 1-0 right down the plate for a strike. In a game where he pitched an inning in the top of the ninth, but gave up four hits and five runs. Just the inning really got away from him. But that doesn't really say who he is as a pitcher. He's got a lot of talent, a big arm. And teams, big Division I programs, are excited that he could possibly attend their school. They're all over him in the transfer portal. Second offering in four strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One down. Barker bends low at the knee. Top of the fifth, he'll come set. Barker, the left-hander, the 1-2, and a swing and a ground ball that goes in between shortstop and third. Bobo couldn't get it, and a base hit for Kendall Yule. So Yule, on his third at-bat of the day, was not in the lineup in the first game. So Zane Zielinski, who grounded out to the pitcher and also got a base hit, went down top of the fifth. Barker just exchanging, it seems like a ball, yeah. It's getting a better grip. Rockers up to four hits now. One down. They're looking to sweep this series, which would be the second series they've swept. They swept Madison Monday and yesterday. And Barker delivers up high for a ball. 1-0. So Yule stands at first. A couple shifts off over the bag. The 1-0 to Zielinski, and away of the zone, 2-0. At University of Illinois, Chicago, Illinois native. 2-0 count. One away. So a two-ball count here for Zielinski. The 2-0. And he steps in for a swing but pulls away because he saw a ball that goes above the strike zone at 90. 3-0 count. So one down. Barker will step, set, and serve the 3-0. And backing away is Zielinski. He'll see ball four. Yule moves to second. And that puts two runners on here, top of the fifth. As Carlos Hernandez grounded out to third and was able to get a double his second time up. Hernandez got home in the top of the third, in the top of the fourth. Got three runs there. One down. Duffy just having a mound visit with his pitcher. Rockers have the tying run at the plate with Hernandez. A 328 batting average, 46 hits. One down, and he's one for two with a run. Hernandez, the right-hander, on Barker, the left-handed pitcher. And look over at second. The first offering backs away. And it comes in for a strike that just peppers the left edge. No and one count. One strike count with one gone. Barker on the third base side of the mound. He'll bend low the long stair home. The kick high, the fire. The 0-1 out and away. One ball, one strike, and one down. One count with one down. Runners at first and second. And looking over at second is Barker. And on his way to third is Yule. Duffy the throw to second to Konev, and getting there is Zielinski. So Zielinski and Yule both stolen bases. They put themselves in scoring position. It comes in for a strike, though, so it's a 1-2 count. Zielinski at second, Yule at third now. One down. Blake Barker bends in low. He'll come set once more. The step, the fire, the 1-2, and a swing and a popped up ball into shallow, and second baseman Conniff makes the grab for two down. That's what you need right there. A pop up to Conniff. A shallow fly ball that just goes into the glove of Conniff. JoJo Jackson, who flew out to left and popped out to third. Two down. And Barker, with the ball behind his back, puts it in his glove. And his body faces towards first. He'll fire the surf. First pitch, and it comes on the inside four ball. 1-0 count. Zielinski at second, and Yule at third. They both stole the bases. So JoJo Jackson 0 for 2. Looking for his first hit. He's a guy that bats a 325. 39 hits. You'll see the 1-0. Inside four ball. 2-0. 24 RBIs as well. 17 runs and two home runs. So a 2-0 count with two down. Blake Barker has not recorded a strikeout. He's given up a hit and also thrown a walk. 2-0 count. One away. And Barker, the kick high, the serve. Up and away for a ball on a fastball this time. At 89, so 3-0 count. So three balls, no strikes. A three-ball count, two down. Runners at second and third. Barker will fire, and that time comes right across the plate. Four strike, 3-1. 3-1 count. Blake Barker looking to retire the side. Raptors got 5 runs in the bottom of the fourth. They take a 6-3 lead. And 3-1 up and high for ball 4. So Jackson will take first. Zielinski remains at second and Ewell at third. So bases loaded and Jason Jones, who lined out to third and struck out swinging. He had a great liner, but Bobo just jumped up and made the catch above his head. So if that stayed fair, he would have gotten a base hit, but wasn't able to do so. So the Arkansas Razorback out of Savannah, Texas. 15 RBIs, looking for number 16. Can Barker stop him? He'll serve the first offering and it pulls away on a bouncer in the left field side, 0-1. So no balls a strike with 2 gone. Top of the 5th inning. No one, 1 count. And Barker looks over at second. And the 0-1 out and away for a ball. 1-1. One ball, 1 strike. Raptors have out-hit the Rockers 5-4. And Barker looks, the 1-1 on the check swing, the throw from Duffy, and sliding back in time is Jackson. So Jackson at first dives headfirst into the bag. 2-1 count. So 2 balls in 1 strike. 2 away. And Barker bends low here, top 5. Two-one count. Barker sets and popped away on the right side, so he gets a strike off of him. And the count runs 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Deuces run across the board. At first is Jackson. At second is Zielinski. And at third is the Kentucky product, Kendall Ewell. Bases loaded once more. Barker bends low at the knee. The ball behind his back. He puts it in his glove. He'll come set. The long stare at home, the kick high, the fire. And swing and a miss for strike 3. So Barker retires the side, gets no run scored. And we head to the bottom of the 5th. Raptors lead 6-3. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Yeah. Bottom of the fifth, Luke Hansen will lead off. He's had a big day. He's had a one-run RBI single to bring Bobo home in the bottom of the second and also walked